Crews from Brink's Construction will start on that building, then on five others near 6th and Vermont in Quincy, which are in the site plan for the jail. The Adams County Board learned Tuesday night about the start of demolition and also voted to spend an additional $50,000 to dispose of items inside the Stupavsky building on Vermont, including materials containing asbestos. Jail Committee Chairman Mark Peter says the building's not safe to go into and that the trouble started in December when a person was injured in the building.
There was a big rain about 3 weeks or a month ago, and that's when the roof started getting a lot worse. And actually, our superintendent, Terry, has been, since we took ownership of it, he's been keeping an eye on it, and it was much worse than what we expected.
Board also got an update from architect Greg Cook of HOK about revised designs for the jail. Peter says that HOK's team were able to utilize space so that there's no double bunks in the facility.
We were able to get the changes made, and especially finding out that they were able to get design work done to keep the amount of single cells, because I think that's a, you know, that's really important on the segregation part of the sheriff's job. So that's a big plus.
Peter also says that an archaeological survey of the courthouse grounds to determine how many graves remain on the site will start later in the week. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.